USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump's legal team is arguing the U.S. Constitution's insurrection clause does not necessarily apply to the President of the United States. Trump's lawyers reject the premise he was ever involved in an insurrection anyway, but beyond that, they say the Civil War era clause of the 14th Amendment being used against Trump only applies to lower elected or appointed officials like congressmen, senators, and cabinet secretaries, not presidents. U.S. Supreme Court justices are set to hear arguments today in a case brought by the state of Colorado, which calls for Trump to be removed from that state's ballot over his actions preceding the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots. New Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson is promising to deliver results following the failure of a GOP-led effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We have a duty and a responsibility to take care of this issue. We have to hold the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security accountable.
Just enough Republican lawmakers defected to join Democrats in defeating the measure. The investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents has ended, and it's unlikely the president will face charges. On Wednesday, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland informed Congress that Special Counsel Robert Hur's investigation was complete. The probe began not long after it was uncovered there were still Obama-Biden administration-era documents stored at the Penn Biden Center and at Biden's home in Delaware. Security is tight in Las Vegas.
Our Office of Intelligence and Analysis, alongside the FBI, has been assessing the threat landscape leading up to the Super Bowl.
Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas right there announcing federal security efforts alongside local police efforts in Las Vegas Wednesday. The head of his Super Bowl halftime appearance, Usher, announcing new tour dates. It'll start in Washington, D.C. in August. This is USA News.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
The U.S. launching a deadly airstrike in Iraq, killing a top commander of Hezbollah.
The leader of a militia group supported by Iran, known as Kataib Hezbollah, was killed in a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad. The action was taken in response to an attack on American forces in Jordan, which resulted in the death of three service members and injuries to many others. U.S. officials assert that the commander played a direct role in planning and executing attacks against U.S. troops following the onset of the Israel-Hamas conflict in October. I'm John Schaefer.
Following the failure on compromised border security and foreign aid legislation, Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reportedly intends to try and pass the foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan separately. The plan is to force an up-and-down floor vote in the Senate on the bill, which would be entered into the voting record. It's still unclear if Schumer would have enough votes to actually pass the bill, though. President Biden attributes the collapse of the Senate border deal to Donald Trump.
Donald Trump thinks it's bad for him politically. Therefore, he doesn't even know it helps the country he's not for.
He accused Trump of using threats and intimidation tactics to pressure Republican lawmakers into voting against the bill. In the town of Willits, California, a woman named Edith Cesarelli is commemorating her 116th birthday. According to the Gerontology Research Group, she holds the title of the oldest living person in the United States. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.